This episode of the Road Dirt Podcast is brought to you by Chuck Watwood and the good folks at Lawbike. You can find them at lawbike.com. Well, welcome to Road Dirt, the podcast of Road Dirt Motorcycle Media and RoadDirt.tv, your down-home grassroots motorcycle brand, covering what we like to call ride life, hashtag ride life. Here we are at the beginning of 2023. Can you believe it? Seems like the older I get, the quicker the years just fly by. Here we are. Just seems like yesterday we were entering the Christmas season, and now we're entering a brand new year. We took some time, took some rest, and recalibrated a little bit. Now we're looking forward to a great new year together. Thanks for joining us. Glad you're tuned into the podcast today. Want to just share something I wrote on our website, on our e-magazine, back at the beginning of the year, and thought I'd share it here since we're going to get back into the swing of things with the podcast now as well. This is called Riding Into a New Year, Some Reflections and Projections. Sometimes a motorcycle ride is not only enjoyable, but therapeutic, even deeply soul-satisfying. Such was the ride I took by myself on January 1st, 2023, New Year's Day. The perfect way to bid farewell to 2022 and welcome in 2023. I certainly needed it. 2022 was a year of adjustment and growth for my family and me. It was both beautiful and sad. After my father's passing near the end of 2021, this past year was a season of reorientating to life without him and resettling my mother in her new home back in the community our parents had raised my brothers and me in. Our younger daughter also got married, so the year was filled with wedding plans, and now she and my son-in-law are expecting a son in 2023. My dad would have loved to have been to the wedding, and the news of becoming a great-grandfather would have thrilled him. I spent much of the Christmas holiday week itself resting, reflecting, and recharging after what had been a hectic year. The Christmas weekend saw a deadly blizzard across much of the country and a deep freeze across the South here, single digits and teen temperatures. But then in typical Deep South fashion, within days, the weather shifted back to mild and daily temperatures rose up into the low 60s again. A ride on or around New Year's Day was looking promising. I needed a day, in fact, on the bike to ring in a new year. The house by early afternoon, January 1st, was quiet because Lisa had left to go spend part of the day with our older daughter. So with the sun peeking through the clouds to the temperatures a pleasant 64 degrees, I geared up and throttled out for an afternoon on the Bonneville. Passing a nearby horse ranch, I noticed several grazing near the fence, so I pulled over to visit. As the beautiful creatures observed me, stepping off the bike and fishing for my iPhone to snap a shot or two, one of the horses ambled up to the fence and extended his nose to give me a sniff. I walked over and gave his forehead a rub, snapping a selfie or two with him, which, by the way, you can see in the story. It was a pleasant way to begin my afternoon New Year's ride. Our region in northeast Georgia is not quite up in the Appalachian foothills, but still rural enough and hilly enough that I enjoyed ample curves and hills on largely deserted roads. I made my way to a favorite strip of pavement called Double Springs Church Road, say that three times real fast, that twists and turns up above a small lake, then back down to the outskirts of a nearby town called Monroe. Diving the Bonnie through the curvy tarmac to the top of the ridge, I pulled over to enjoy the view out across the lake. I love the view here, out over the water, cattle often in the sloping field below me, the opposite ridge line and open sky beyond. It's quite serene. Suddenly, a large gray dog began barking and howling at me from within a nearby fenced front yard, jumping then running the fence a few paces before returning to the corner to yelp at me again. "Oh, so you want to run, do you? I'll roll with you," I said to the energetic canine. So I hopped back on the Bonneville, revved the engine a bit just to get the pup even more riled, then throttle forward. The lanky rascal gave chase along the fence, head down and legs extended at full sprint like a greyhound at a racetrack. It was a fun moment with him. I stopped over in the unpaved parking lot of a small country church near the base of the hilly curvy road, a picturesque building like Norman Rockwell or Thomas Kincaid might have painted. As the sun began its early descent toward the tree line, I pointed the Triumph back toward home and meandered a different route back. I still had the roads largely to myself and spent quiet moments riding, reflecting on the year completed, and anticipating what lay ahead in this new trip around the sun. Being a Christ follower, I gave thanks for the experiences and memories of 2022. I asked for wisdom and blessing in walking and riding the next 12 months, and just savored the moments out on the road on this sunny, unusually warm day, enjoying the gift that it was. This year, I'll become a grandfather for the first time. I'll also turn 60 years old, and Road Dirt will enter its fifth year as a motorcycle media. I'm enthused about the first and the last one, cautiously optimistic about the age milestone, but in general, looking forward to what the next 365 days hold. We'll ride more, meet more people, share many stories, put lots of miles on a variety of motorcycles. And somewhere out on the road, I hope we'll meet up with each other, maybe have a cup of coffee together, and continue to grow the Road Dirt community. So, here we are in 2023. We'll see you out on the highways and the byways. Blessings on you and yours in the new year. Well, I hope you go check out the story. It's called Riding Into the New Year on our roaddirt.tv website. Got a bunch of photos from that day out on the road, including the curious horse and the quick little canine that wanted to run the fence with me. So you can see all that out there. roaddirt.tv/ridinginto the new year. Can check that one out. So also check us out on our YouTube channel. We hope to populate that even more this year with great rides and reviews and things like that. That is simply, the channel is called Road Dirt TV. If you'll check us out on social media, we got three social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you'll find us out there at also Road Dirt TV. And so it's pretty easy. We're roaddirt.tv is the main site. Everything else is Road Dirt TV. Well, except for the Spotify music channel. We have a Spotify playlist out there, about 25 hours worth of music. And that one's called Road Dirt Classics, mainly because of a lot of the rock oldies that we play on there. 60s, 70s, a lot of 80s, some 90s. Good old rock and roll for when you're out on the open road. So, hey, give this a like, share it around, comment, tell us what you think. And we appreciate your support in the previous year and look forward to joining, keeping you engaged and joining with us out on the open roads and highways and byways this year. Until next time, this is Rob with Road Dirt. Ride life.